Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So the travel in Durba, that took place in Durban. It was a three-day affair, and the idea was to boost market access for businesses across the continent. Never mind the continent, what's really going on in South Africa in terms of our tourism industry? Manny de Freitas, he is the Shadow Minister for Tourism for the DA. Manny de Freitas, good morning. Thanks for joining.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes, I'm fantastic. Good morning to you and everyone listening.
So how was the Indaba?
Well, I hadn't been there in a few years, and it was absolutely fantastic to see the Indaba itself, the actual main section of the convention center was packed to capacity, with traders, with all sorts of people in the industry. But this year, I see it spilt out into a neighboring hall, the same size as the actual convention center, and it's spilt out into other areas in open air. So it's growing all the time. It's by far the biggest travel and tourism expo in Africa. And just reminds me of how much potential there is in tourism, and how, thanks to, or should I say, despite government, the tourism industry is flourishing, and it's doing its thing, and it's attracting investment and creating jobs with no help from government. And I think that's actually the real reason why they're doing so well, is government isn't as involved as it would want to be, and therefore it is flourishing, and there are great opportunities. I was very, very encouraged, because you don't just see South Africans there. There are people all over the world. Previously, it was very much focused on Africa and African countries, but it's really now an international expo, with people all over the world hungry for tourism to come to not only South Africa, but Africa in general. But certainly, from my perspective, the greatest interest was in Africa, in South Africa, should I say. And when I talk about that, I'm talking about from your small little lodge or little Airbnb a person that is renting out a room, all the way to multinationals that have, strings of hotels, game lodges, and all sorts of things, and everything in between. So it was very, very exciting, very informative, and very interesting, and very positive for me to. I felt very, very positive and excited at the potential of what tourism is giving us and will give us in future.
That's really amazing to hear, because, you know, we spend a lot of time lamenting the maybe lack of support and all of these challenges. But what you're saying is because of maybe that lack of support and the fact that there's been very little government intervention here, it's actually allowed itself. Our tourism in South Africa has become a very positive and maybe competitive place?
It's absolutely the case. And I'll tell you what government should be doing, and I keep on saying this, government should stick to its knitting and be doing only what it's supposed to do. And what I mean by that is, for example, 2 weeks back, the Portfolio Committee visited the Northwest, and we went to a whole lot of different tourist sites who had been initiated and started by government and had been left dilapidated and so forth. Now, government shouldn't be concerned about things like that. They should rather be concerned about building access roads to sites, allowing private enterprise to develop and create those sites, give them the freedom to do so, but just government should be involved in doing the very basics, making sure that the environment is correct, roads are being built, the infrastructure is in place, and so forth. So, you know, if they did that, the tourism industry would do everything else. They would be quite prepared to set up their own hotels, set up their own accommodation, set up their own tourist sites and attractions, if government allowed them to do it. And the common trend is, where government is intimately involved, that's where the problems are. They should be involved at a distance, and be involved only in the infrastructure and the environment and where things are required. For example, I would prefer them to spend money on safety.
Absolutely. I was going to ask you about that, because doesn't that cause us some reputational damage?
Well, that's exactly the point. They should be concerning themselves with safety, making sure that things are, are functioning and everything is in order, and not worry about setting up actual sites, And if they do want to set up the sites, then tender for it, allow the private enterprise to come in and actually develop it. And I think that is actually what's going on inadvertently. It's not by design. I think with our new minister, it's a little different. The attitude is very different. She's more hands-on, and seems to be more interested and keen on fixing tourism. But I still maintain that, you know, we should allow more enterprises involved, and government should stick to its knitting. And, you know, for, I mean, again, back in Northwest, we had fantastic opportunities, wonderful tourism sites, but it was very difficult to get to. You needed a 4x4 to get to it.
Right.
And when you got there, it had, you know, it lacked a whole lot of infrastructure, like electricity possibly, and water and so forth. All things that a government should be doing. And they should allow the sector to just do everything else.
It's interesting. Yeah. I mean, on that point, Unsigned says, Nadav Ossendriver's latest sighting reaches millions of viewers from around the world, giving a good boost to South African tourism. And that's exactly right. Yes. It's exactly what you're speaking about, is this private enterprise that is actually doing the job of bringing tourists to South Africa.
Yeah. And where it's working, you'll see there is a very strong and positive relationship between the local government or provincial, you know, in some cases national, and that enterprise. Government is not good at doing things. That's the lesson we South Africans don't seem to understand. That, and that's anywhere in the world. It's not just about South African. It's a South African problem. It's anywhere in the world. Governments are notoriously bad at getting things done. But when they get private enterprise involved, there's a different mindset. They have a different way of doing things, and they will just get it done. So things like the private enterprise can't do and not interested in doing, like building roads, making sure there's you know, piped water and electricity and so forth, government should be doing that. It's and allow the private enterprise, you know, and the same, of course, applies not just for tourism,
of course,
but everything else in the world. And so that was a big walk away that I had from the 3 days I was there. In fact, I was there 3 days, and I didn't get to manage to look at and really look at everything that there was available, because there's so much to see. You really have to be very focused at what you're looking for, because to credit to the Department of Tourism, to give them credit, there is an entire section now of individuals, you know, one person businesses that can now advertise, and they can do it at very reasonable rates.
That's fantastic.
And so forth. So So, good on the government for allowing that to have more
absolutely,
know,
and
opportunity.
Yeah. So
it was very, very positive.
That is really incredible. We do need to leave it there, unfortunately, as we head to the news. But what a lovely and positive interview to hear about some of these moves in the right direction. Manny de Freitas, Shadow Minister for Tourism for the DA, chatting to us about the 2023 tourism in Durban. That is where we need to love and leave you.